just talking to Crow, how much did you know about him before you got here, and then what have you seen out of him since you got here?
I think he runs hard, which is nice. You know, a guy who's not scared to kind of run through the smoke and just hit a hole hard. And if you give him a little crevice of space, he's going to take advantage of it. So offensive linemen love blocking for a guy like that. So I've enjoyed blocking for him so far.
He talked a little bit about how you guys are all professional, but it takes a little bit to get the chemistry between the back and the line.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work the same way for his line, or do you just do your thing and he's got to adjust, or do you have to adjust to him at all?
Yeah, I think you learn how different backs run, but for the most part, we, you know where the back's reading, and we know how to block the play, and then, you know, his job is to kind of feel out and have the patience to find the right hole. But I think both, you know, all of our backs have done a great job so far.
How did you feel like, you know, the first time you guys kind of, for the most part, working together? I know Joe wasn't in there, mm-hmm. but in a game situation, how do you feel?
Obviously, we come out with a win, which is the first goal, but... You know, those first couple drives, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. You know, we had, you know, some bad penalties that kind of put us behind the down and distance. There are not many, you know, third and 10 pluses and a really high percentage down to keep the chains moving. So we've got to, you know, get rid of those mistakes. And then once we avoided those, you kind of saw us move the ball down the field and, you know, play fast and confident. So, you know, we get rid of those mental mistakes and, you know, those technical errors, and we can be rolling a lot quicker.
How did you think Brock handled, I mean, he'd only had a couple days practice with mm-hmm. the first team guys. How do you think he handled that last week and then Thursday night?
I think Brock did great. I think he's got a great command of the huddle. You know, he knows what he's doing, gets us in the right spot. You know, he's got a confidence about him in the huddle and on the sideline. So I've enjoyed working with Brock. Obviously, we really had a, you know, last week to really kind of gel together. But, you know, I think we're just going to continue to grow and continue to work together and kind of feel each other out.
Always talks about, you know, the five offensive linemen working together, have to fit, you know, like the fingers on a hand and all mm-hmm. of that. What type of challenges does it present you guys that you just have not had the opportunity to have the five starting guys out there together much?
Right, you miss the reps, you know, the team reps, but, you know, the amount of time we spend in the meeting rooms and just walkthroughs where we're able to get everybody out there because it's low contact, you got to take advantage of that time. And a lot of it's just talking through things and making sure, you know, we have expectations for each other on where we're going to be on certain calls and things like that. So you really got to take advantage of meeting time, walkthrough time, and the times we are going to be together. And then the time together actually physically playing will come as the training camp goes on.
From the outside, it felt like in Green Bay you guys didn't throw the ball or run the ball a ton. And Hugh's here saying that's what he wants to do and mm-hmm. that he wants that to be the first thing. Is that an adjustment for you as a center, knowing you're probably going to have to run block more than you?
No, I think every lineman loves run blocking, so I think that's not a problem whatsoever.
What about a quarterback that can, you know, kind of take off running anytime, be mobile, roll out, do those sorts of things as a line? Are you guys equipped to handle all the motion and the movement and all that?
Yeah, I think for us, like I've always said, our job is to open up holes in the run game and protect, you know, as long as we possibly can, and give the quarterback as much time as possible to go through his progression and find the open receiver. So it doesn't matter who's back there, what his strengths, what his weaknesses are. Those are our two objectives.
What did Deshaun show you when he was getting the first team reps during the offseason program, even the first week of training?
I think Deshaun, you know, he picked up the offense, especially I think you really noticed it coming back, you know, out of OTAs, coming back for training camp. He really picked up on a lot of different things. And that just comes. I mean, being a young player coming in, I mean, it's just a totally different environment. But I've seen a lot of growth out of Deshaun, and he's just got all the physical tools, and, you know, you can see him just kind of the ball fling off his hand. You know, he's got all the physical tools.
I mean, it's preseason opener, so I know you can only kind of weigh it so heavily, but there's a big reaction for what he did the other night. Did you have that kind of reaction? Do you think, man, this kid showed me something, or?
I mean, I don't get too caught up in judging other positions. I mean, that's not really my strength. But, I mean, obviously, you know, bringing us down, scoring a touchdown to win the game is obviously a great thing. And, you know, we wanted to win that game. You know, we wanted to start the season off right and, you know, get all of our work that we've put in and have it mean something. And that's, you know, getting a W week, you know, week one of the preseason. So, you know, we were all excited for that.
Luckily, you guys are all smart on the offensive line, but has it been, not only are you guys not all working together, but you've been blocking for so many different quarterbacks mm-hmm. during a quarterback competition. So do you guys really have to just be focused and on top of your game? For, I mean, when September 10th hits, it's
Yeah, and like I said, I don't, you know, me personally, I don't know how the other guys treat it, but I treat the quarterbacks no different. You know, the calls are the calls, the blocking assignments are the blocking assignments. The guy back there is going to have to handle his business as well. But we got to be, you know, five people together, holding protection as long as we possibly can for him, and then obviously making it easier for him and open up holes in the run game to stay, you know, ahead of the downs.
How's Sean been doing at right tackle? How's he coming along?
I think he's playing well. I think physically, you see a lot of plays where, you know, he's so powerful, and you know, when he can harness that and get a guy moving and open holes in the run game. I just think the more reps he gets, you know, the more experience he gets, the better. And that's really what it is. As you get older, you know, the amount of things you see and can diagnose early make your job so much easier post-snap.
I'm just curious, how fun was it to play with a guy like that?
I mean, obviously, you know, winning's always enjoyable. And, you know, Green Bay's had a lot of success for, you know, a lot of years. I think what Aaron can do mobility-wise in the pocket, obviously, like you said, we threw the ball a lot, and we had to protect for a long time, and that's a kind of a different style. But his ability to make your – when you're not 100% right and you're not 100% covering a guy up, his ability to make you right really makes your job a lot easier as well with his mobility and his ability to move through the pocket and kind of make your block work for what he's doing.
When you're in that situation, do you appreciate how great he is and that – not everybody in the league has that guy behind him?
Yeah, I think, you know, in there you got to experience a lot of, you know, really great players. I mean, I was lucky enough to play next to, you know, TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, who were both, you know, two of the best guards in the league. And now, you know, lucky for me, I come here and I get Kevin and Joel. So it's been a fortunate situation for me in both positions. But, you know, you recognize, you know, the great players and what they're doing and realizing that this isn't, you know, normal. This is exceptional. And that's something that I think everybody, you know, as you play with different guys, I mean, obviously Joe, having guys that can do things that not many other people can do is always enjoyable to be with.